From the End of Faith by Sam Harris. A belief is a lever that, once pulled, moves everything else in a person's life. Are you a scientist, a liberal, a racist? These are merely species of belief in action. Your beliefs define your vision of the world. They dictate your behavior. They determine your emotional responses to other human beings. If you doubt this, consider how your experience would suddenly change if you came to believe one of the following propositions. 1. You have only 2 weeks to live. 2. You've just won a lottery prize of $100 million. 3. Aliens have implanted a receiver in your skull and are manipulating your thoughts. These are mere words, until you believe them. Once believed, they become part of the very apparatus of your mind, determining your desires, fears, expectations, and subsequent behavior. There seems, however, to be a problem with some of our most cherished beliefs about the world. They are leading us inexorably to kill one another. A glance at history, or at the pages of any newspaper, reveals that ideas which divide one group of human beings from another, only to unite them in slaughter, generally have their roots in religion. It seems that if our species ever eradicates itself through war, it will not be because it was written in the stars, but because it was written in our books. It is what we do with words like God and paradise and sin in the present that will determine our future. Our situation is this. Most of the people in this world believe that the creator of the universe has written a book. We have the misfortune of having many such books on hand, each making an exclusive claim as to its infallibility. People tend to organize themselves into factions according to which of these incompatible claims they accept. Each of these texts urges its readers to adopt a variety of beliefs and practices, some of which are benign and others are not.